although I have to say that those papers were biased in terms of their ascertainment. So phase one of this study was to look at all the clinically known P53 gene carriers we could lay hands on, and in collaboration with Gareth Evans, we picked out all of the Wessex Clinical Genetic Service cases, and we identified a couple of cases that were part of the prospective study of outcomes in sporadic versus hereditary breast cancer, which many of you will know about, and is a national study looking at, we've got over 3,000 patients diagnosed with breast cancer at 40 or under. So we decided to find as many breast cancers as we could and look at the immunophenotype and the clinical characteristics. And then we took consecutive cases from the POSH study with onset of breast cancer at 30 years or younger to see what the prevalence of P53 germline mutations was.